From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your weekend flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
I'm Eric Scott. Here's a look at the top trending stories this weekend at NJ1015.com. Dock workers going on strike, a father's terrifying road rage with kids in the car, and skyrocketing electric bills had you talking to us this week. Lawmakers summoned utility regulators to the State House to explain why we've seen such a huge spike in electric bills. Governor Phil Murphy's top regulator admitted she's approved rate hikes, but laid most of the blame for rising bills on you.
Christine Gould-Sadovi, president of the New Jersey Board of Public Utilities, says while energy costs have gone up for these companies, the main driver of recent electric bill increases was an uptick in usage.
The usage increase across New Jersey amongst the four investor-owned utilities was anywhere from 12 to 16%.
Infrastructure improvements, she adds, will become even more necessary due to the extreme impacts of climate change, another factor contributing to cost. Advocates are calling on increased renewable energy in order to bring electric bills down. Dino Flamia, New Jersey 101.5 News.
It was hard to wrap our heads around this terrifying road rage incident in central Jersey. A Middlesex County father found guilty of charges for an incident in which he shot at another car with his young kids in the back seat.
A Somerset County jury convicted 41-year-old Gerald Chapman of child endangerment, unlawful possession of a firearm, and hindering apprehension. The Highland Park resident had his two young daughters in his car last year at an Easton Avenue merge with Route 287 when he pulled out a handgun and shot a victim's car twice on the driver's side. No injuries were reported in the encounter. Chapman faces up to 10 years in prison when sentenced next month. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
A crippling strike by dock workers sparked worries of massive shortages of everything from car parts to bananas to booze. As cargo piled up at dozens of ports, including Newark and Philly, the strike lasted less than a week. The union representing 45,000 dock workers at East and Gulf Coast ports suspended their strike until January 15th.
The International Longshoremen's Association is back to work while they negotiate a new contract. The temporary end to the strike came after the union and the U.S. Maritime Alliance, which represents ports and shipping companies, reached a tentative agreement on wages. That's according to a joint statement from the union and the ports. A person briefed on the agreement said the ports sweetened their wage offer from about 50% over 6 years to 62%. The union went on strike early Tuesday at the peak of holiday shipping season after its contract expired in a dispute over pay and the automation of tasks at 36 ports. Danny DiCrescenzo, New Jersey 101.5 News.
New Jersey's First News is on Facebook and Instagram. Every morning I tell you what you need to know to start your day in a short video. Just like and subscribe. It'll be included in your news feed. You can also enable app alerts on our free mobile app, and it'll be sent right to your phone. Police say a high school student hit a camera in a public bathroom at the Newport Center Mall in Jersey City and used that camera to film dozens of women and girls. 18-year-old Andy Cardenas has been arrested. The camera was installed in a family bathroom inside the JCPenney store at the mall, and he may have done this in other bathrooms. Police are asking the public to help identify several images from inside unknown bathrooms in hopes of identifying their locations. You can see those images at NJ1015.com. Another controversial wind farm project has been given initial approval by the federal government. Despite concerns about toxic waste, Atlantic Shores would build turbines off the Jersey coast between Atlantic City and LBI. It's the cabling to bring generated power ashore that is causing the greatest concern. Many worry digging to bury the cable will disturb toxic soil still being cleaned up in Seagirt and Wall Township. A Monmouth County woman is facing felony charges after a street rally in Philadelphia.
Alexis Boyce turned herself in to the Philadelphia police on Friday in connection to a car meetup in the city earlier this month. Police say the 20-year-old woman from Englishtown is charged with fleeing a police officer, riot, risking a catastrophe, and several misdemeanors. Her Dodge Challenger was seized and towed by Marlboro police after the meetup on September 21st. Police say up to 200 vehicles were there. Investigators are working to identify more suspects. Rick Rickman, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
No state had more nursing home deaths during the pandemic than New Jersey. The toll was especially high at state-run veterans homes. More than 200 residents died there. Governor Phil Murphy's lack of preparation and infection control policies have largely gotten the blame. The Department of Justice outlining a series of systemic failures and poor decisions. The state and federal governments have now agreed on a series of reforms to overhaul standards of care and infection control at all state-run nursing homes. Did you know that unless you have a doctor's note, New Jersey schools can stop your kids from using sunscreen? Assemblywoman Nancy Munoz is looking to change that, introducing legislation to require schools to adopt policies regarding sunscreen use in school. The FDA advises sunblock to be applied every 2 hours. That's not possible now during the school day.
The children get to school at 8 o'clock in the morning, and many kids, not just the little ones, but the even through the teenage years, they're in school for a long time. They go out for recess, and many of the older kids do after-school activities.
Under Munoz's bill, schools would not be allowed to require a doctor's note for sunscreen application. Stay tuned to New Jersey 101.5 all weekend long for the latest New Jersey weather, traffic, and breaking news. Make sure you enable all the New Jersey 101.5 skills on your Alexa devices and all of our content available anytime on demand. Just go to nj1015.com and click on demand. That's a look at the top trending stories this weekend. Join me Monday morning for New Jersey's First News live on air at 5:30. Then stick around and talk Jersey with Bill Spadia at 6 on New Jersey 101.5.
At Humana, our Medicare Advantage plans give you coverage and care you can count on, along with guided support to help you feel your best. You could have a plan with a $0 premium or an all-in-one plan that may include medical and prescription coverage, as well as routine dental, vision, and hearing. Learn more at GetHumana.com. Humana, a more human way to healthcare. Humana is a Medicare Advantage HMO and PPO organization with a Medicare contract. Enrollment in any Humana plan depends on contract renewal.